Praise the Lord. Well, here's hoping this exhortation will help us tonight, but maybe it'll help us more tomorrow morning. Shake out the darkness. Title tonight, Shake Out the Darkness. Let's begin with Job 38, 12 to 14. The Lord said to Job, "Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, so that light may get hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness of night out of it? It is changed like clay into which a seal is pressed, and things stand out like a many-colored garment." What a word from God. God says, "I command the morning." Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, so that light may get hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness of night out of it? It is changed like clay into which a seal is pressed, and things stand out like a many-colored garment. That's how it works. Every morning we shake the darkness, call it wickedness if you want, out of the earth, and then we wait for the seal of living color to come across our land. Here comes the sun. The sun rises every morning. It's an object lesson. It's an image for us. Malachi 4:2 says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." To you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise every morning with healing in his rays. This is the vision of God over the lives of his people. As we rise in the morning, we rise with his spirit, we rise with his morning sunshine. You know how it is. In the early morning, in the early dawn, in the twilight, my, the world, the day can look so dull and drab. But once that sun rises, there is a miraculous transformation. As things come to life and the glory of God breaks upon the earth, and we can see it in our place and time, but if you're in the mountains and you see that sun coming over the mountains and you see the valley begin to come alive with color and life, flowers, trees, brilliance, radiance, the dazzling day, God says, "That is what I do for my people. I want to transform them in the morning." No, I'm just like the rest of you. You know, I don't suspend my trousers miraculously at the end of the bed and jump into them in the morning. I pull them on one pant leg at a time, just like you. I wait for the seal of living color. I wait for the sun to rise. Come on, dawn upon me. I've got to shake the darkness out of my life too. Shake the darkness out and begin to command the dawn. Have a good day? No, have a God day. Have a God day. And the saints put on their garments like a many-colored garment. We put on our garments. We put on the garment of praise and the robe of righteousness. And we put on the garment of rejoicing and dancing before the Lord, the garment of prayer. We put on our ministry garments of service and our particular clothes that relate to our occupation. Command the morning, the Lord says. Watch for the sun. Wait for the living seal of color to begin to move and impress across your land. Put on your garments. Awake, thou that sleepest. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore, he says, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." You know, when we're sleeping, we really are like dead men and women. It's like we're out of this world. We'd have no idea what's going on in this world when we're sound asleep. The Bible says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. But because he lives, I can face today. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, sometimes God really surprises us. A day that kind of starts out so ordinary and uneventful and routine, and all of a sudden the sun shines and the seal of living color moves across our land, and all of a sudden a day that seems so uneventful and uninspiring becomes filled with the glory of God. It's fantastic. It's fruitful. God commands the morning, shakes the darkness out of our world, and brings us forth in His mighty purpose. Job 38, once again, 12 to 14. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place so that light may get hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness of night out of it? It is changed like clay into which a seal is pressed, and things stand out like a many-colored garment. Let's get a vision for every day with the Lord. Have a good day? No. Have a God day. You know, I make it a habit for a long, long time. Within a few minutes of waking up in the morning, I say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I mean, these are my best friends. I want their companionship. I want to walk with them during the day. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. I don't just think it in my mind or have some musings in my heart. I say it out loud. Lord, let's have a God day. I also say every day, bless me, Father. Throughout Scripture, sons and daughters wanted the blessing of their father, and they would come and they would ask for blessing. Every day I say, bless me, Father. Every day I say, wash me, Jesus, and anoint me, Holy Spirit, with that fragrant oil, because the oil of the Holy Spirit was fragrant oil in Scripture. Every day, bless me, Father. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Like Jabez cried out, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it would not grieve me and carve up and ruin my life. Jacob, I will not let you go unless you bless me, until you bless me. Every day, wash me, Jesus. He that is bathed needs not to be washed except the defilement of the walk every day in this world. We need constant cleansing. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ continually keeps cleansing us from sin. Wash me, Jesus, every day. Don't let me get any seed of bitterness or offense or any worldliness into me, Lord. Help me to stay pure and holy and righteous. And every day, anoint me, Holy Spirit, with fragrant oil, that cologne, that perfume of the Spirit, that there's a blessing that comes off your life and a fragrance that comes off of our life. Psalm 92:10, I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and the anointing which you have received abides on you. 1 John 2:20, bless me, Father. Wash me, Jesus. Anoint me, Holy Spirit. Proverbs 22, 13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. Yeah, there's a lion without, a lion spirit. A lion spirit, L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Proverbs 26, 13, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. There is a lion spirit that goes about every day, seeking whom he may devour. A lion spirit. And that lion spirit tries to scare us with thoughts and images and fears. This isn't going to work out. That's going to fail. Anxieties and intimidation. Let's remember fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. This lion tries to cast doubt on our day, on our future, what's going to happen, all the evil, all the misfortune, all the things going that are going on in this world. That lion spirit goes about seeking whom he may devour. But the Bible says, resist him, steadfast in the faith. You're not going to get into my mind, you lion spirit. You're not going to get into my emotions today. And we stand in the power of the Lord. We stand in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, that lion spirit comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It wants to take your joy. It wants to take your blessing. It wants to take your strength. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of agape and of a sound mind. So we've got to command the morning. We need to shake the darkness out of our life and out of our world and say, Son of righteousness, you rise again with healing in your wings, because as long as the earth remains, you said the sun and the moon would be established forever, and you will shine with your rays on us every day to guide us. And that seal of living color moves across our land. Well, thank God there's another lion, Revelation 5:5. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. There is another lion. His name is Jesus. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed. He's overcome the world. And that lion is in us, and we are in him. And because of him, we too prevail. We overcome. The victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And so we walk on in God. There's a lion in Zion. Psalm 76, 1-3. In Judah, praise. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem, also is his tabernacle or lair. And his dwelling place or den in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and sword of battle. Selah. Stop and think about that. Listen to the words of Simon de Meuse, 1587 to 1644, this great preacher. He said, all the old versions, as well as the English ones, have missed one special force of this passage. There is no direct reference to any human habitation, but to the lair of the Lion of Judah, and the vaguer word, dwelling place, den. Jerusalem is the lion's lair. And when the enemy comes up against us, the lion of the tribe of Judah rises from his den and tears the enemy to pieces. In Judah, God's known. In the people of praise, there is the lion's lair. There is the lion's den. And God rises for his people to deliver them and set them free. What a beautiful interpretation and inspiration on the word of God. Genesis 49:9. Judah is a lion's whelp. Well, that's our name prophetically. We're the people of praise. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him? God wants that lion spirit in us, the lion of the tribe of Judah, that we go out and take the prey, that we don't fall to intimidation during our days and oppression, that we don't fall to all those wiles of the enemy, whereby he tries to bring us down, put fears and doubts and anxiety in us. We take the prey. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him? Deuteronomy 33:7. And this he said of Judah, hear, Lord, the voice of praise. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies. This is the lion spirit that God wants to bring forth in us. Our hands are sufficient. Lifted hands, praying hands, serving hands. Voice of Judah, high praises. Worship praises of God in our mouth. Declaration of the word of the Lord. This is how we reign and how we triumph. Joel chapter 3. Verse 16, the Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. The Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Listen, the Bible says the Lord will roar from Zion, the lion in Zion. The lion roars, and we need to learn how to roar against the enemy. We need to get some utterance working for us. Declaration, loud praises, a voice of faith. The enemy wants to silence the people of God because he knows the power. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if we speak life and we declare the word of the Lord, we're going to see breakthrough and we're going to see darkness flee. We're going to see victory in our life because the words of our mouth bring forth the blessing of the Lord by the principle of faith. Numbers 23:24. Look, a people rises like a lioness. This was the word over Israel. Look, a people rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain, until it has spoil, until it has victory. This is the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, William Gurnall, great preacher of the 1600s, one of the Puritans, said, the lion, it is said, when it first awakes, lashes itself with its tail, thereby to stir and rouse his courage, and then away he goes after the prey. That's God's people in the morning. The lion, it is said, when it first awakes, lashes itself with its tail, thereby to stir and rouse his courage, and then away he goes after the prey. Let's have the worship team come. Close out with Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion, not in themselves, not in their own strength or confidence. They are bold in the Lord, in the power of his word, in the power of his might, his promises, his unfolding plan for their life, his overcoming spirit. The righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 30, 29 to 30, there are three things which are majestic in pace. Yes, four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. The king of the beasts, the lion. You know, God wants to put some courage in us. The righteous are bold as a lion. Lord wants to put boldness in us. We rise up and take hold of the day. We shake the darkness. We shake the cobwebs out of our spirit and mind. We say, Son of Righteousness, rise with healing in your rays. Rise with healing in your wings today. No matter what I'm facing, circumstances, life, situations, demands at the workplace, family things, whatever I'm facing, Lord, I ask for your boldness today. The righteous are bold as a lion. I ask for your courage today. And Lord, I'm waiting for the seal of living color to come across my life today. And I live in your victory. I live in your promises. I live in your joy. I live in your strength. Hallelujah. Have you commanded the morning? Shaken the darkness out? I know what the Lord was saying to Job. Like, that's something only God can do, and we know that's true. But God wants to do that for us every day. And so we line ourselves with Him, and we're going to speak in line with our Heavenly Father. Darkness, come out. Wickedness, come out. Seal of living color, begin to prosper. I want this day to be fruitful. I want this to be a God day where I grow and learn. Even in trial, even in difficult situations, glory in your tribulations, the Bible says, because God is working in you, and He's chastening you, and He's disciplining you, and He's bringing us forth in His glory from strength to strength. Each one of us might appear in Zion in the name of the Lord and by the glory of God. Well, let's stand together tonight. Take courage and take hope tonight. And may your mornings be blessed like they've never been blessed before. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Let's have a God day. Let's surrender to the Lord right now. Give Him everything.